Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
Ramona might have to leave, she said. Jim Szoke, the voice of your Carolina Panthers, is here. And did you already hear the story, Ramona? Is that why
Not
you're
the
gagging?
Whole story.
Oh, you didn't even hear the
I
whole story.
Heard one sentence passing.
Are you serious?
While walking in the hallway.
At first, I heard the end of a conversation, and the two words I heard, and you, mind you, I'm very good friends with Jim's wife. Okay, So the two words I heard coming around the corner were her gag reflex.
Oh,
and
boy.
I said, Jim, I heard the end of something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I heard the end.
What is it? Tell us.
And then he goes on to say it involves, and that part.
That's where you lie.
Sit me out.
Okay. All right.
It was a little rabbit trail thing that happened. So we're wrapping up the last hour on WBT with Bo and Beth, right?
Gotcha.
And the story that they brought into the room was this couple in Pittsburgh had $4,000 cash on their counter. Long story short, the dog ate it.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen it. Ate like $3,500 of it.
Yep.
The way to get the money back was to wait for nature to take its course.
Right.
And so Beth brings the story, and I forget, and we go to break. And I tell this story because it just happened on Monday. We're doing our Panther talk show. One of our producers there, who I'll leave unnamed, but Eugene Robinson's in the room with us and this and that, is telling the story that we all couldn't believe he did this. And we were sort of gagging as he told it, was that a couple years ago, this young producer guy dropped his cell phone into a port-a-john. Went in after it.
Oh, like
we're all like, just let it go.
With an arm or like crawled it?
Bare hand arm.
Okay.
Bye, Ramona. You should leave now. It gets worse.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I'd go
It's
in.
About to get worse. And so, of course, it's dark because the port-a-john.
Oh.
So he uses the term, bye.
See you later, Ramona. Had to leave.
She's exiting the studio
You can leave too if you'd like right now. We'll be back.
Had to fish around for it was his term.
Fish around.
As in, like throwing things away that weren't the phone, fishing around.
Oh.
Yeah. And he did. I go, and the phone worked and you cleaned it and it used it? He goes, yeah.
What a great commercial for the iPhone or whatever it was. Yeah.
And none of us could believe he actually did that.
You wouldn't do it?
So I'm telling this. No, I would let it go. There's no way. So I'm telling this story and I forget because it doesn't happen often. Beth has a physical reflex. And she does where she does this.
Like when she gets not like something gross or something.
Kind of thing, right? And she just, you know, I've accidentally told her stories where she had to get up and leave the room.
Oh, that's what Ramona does.
It's so bad for her that her brother and like their family will try to see if they can get her to do it. They'll fill a diaper with like chocolate pudding. They'll do stuff like that to her.
To push her over the edge? Yeah, it doesn't take much to push Ramona over the edge either.
So anyway, he got his phone back, but none of us could. Eugene Robinson, like, you went in the elbow deep. like none of us could.
I know, Gene was like, you're a beast, man. You're a beast.
No, we were all appalled. Like, none of us.
I would definitely go in.
You would go in?
100%.
First of all, isn't.
I mean, at least
that area, like, treated with some, like, weird chemicals in there?
It better
like,
be.
Right phone,
it needs to be.
I mean, and you just put your. Okay, I got
either that
go
or I'd have my kid do it.
Yeah, just take a loss, man. Hire somebody. Where's my producer?
Yeah.
Yup. If you hired someone on the street to do that for you, you're a horrible human.
What? I would do it for the right price.
I know. And also, you're a horrible human.
JD, would you do it?
No.
Liz?
Never in a million years.
What?
Your brand new phone. You just got a couple weeks ago.
It's brand new.
What?
I might.
What?
Not a chance.
Apple problem, my friend.
I do.
I think I would have a real life gag reflex in that moment. There's no way I could do it.
It's easy for me to sit here and say I would do it. Maybe I'd go along the lines of Matt.
Okay, how about if it's just a regular toilet?
$100.
A regular toilet.
Yeah, my own toilet at home.
No, like at a restaurant.
If there's not stuff in it, you know, but And he said it was like, because it happened so quick and it's a phone, it wasn't like he dropped his wallet. He's like, I had to make a split second decision. Like, I had to go in right away. So he kind of did it without thinking, but then he had to kind of feel around to find it.
The hard part of that is usually wherever there's porta potty, there's not the ability to wash up afterward.
Right. Just like
just
a little hand sanitizer
out,
made.
Yeah, and always out.
That's an issue.
Elbow deep.
That is an issue. That is an issue.
And the funny thing, he has no idea. This has become a story on three radio stations here in the building now without saying his name. So I can't wait to see him this weekend.
Is this person employed by Radio 1 Charlotte?
No, he's going to be after this.
Works for Panthers Radio. Okay, that narrows it down for me.
I think I salute the man. With a gross color-covered hand.
And I will say, working for the Panthers, you do have to have a strong stomach at times.
Yeah, strong stomach. Yes, yes. I'd rather dig through there than have stomach. Watched the full season like you did.
You need a strong stomach to get through this.
Yeah, and then I'd flip it on somebody. Good morning, good day.
Good morning, Matt Man, Liz, JD.
Hello.
I happened to see something that you wrote on mix1079.com for the website.
What did you, did Liz write it?
I wrote it.
Yeah. You wrote it about Medina?
Matt's my alias. Yes, the Bachelor.
This woman, Medina, is going to be featured on ABC's The Bachelor. She's beautiful.
We have a good run of Charlotte people being represented.
Wait, Charlotte people or Charlotte women?
I don't
Charlotte
know if there
are any
guys.
Charlotte people or Charlotte women?
Is it only Charlotte women? I haven't kept track.
We've had many.
Yeah, I know lots of them.
How many over the past three seasons, Liz, have we had?
Three.
Tell me, how many?
At least three.
Three.
Three. Over the past three seasons, three women.
One a season.
On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
How many men?
I have no idea. I guess you're going to say
we
zero.
We had a bachelorette. Like, she had her own franchise. Do you remember who that was, Liz?
Oh, it was the nurse.
Emily Maynard. So,
yeah,
I have to wonder why it is we have all of these women. Why ABC keeps coming to Charlotte to recruit women. However, we haven't seen a bunch of men from the Charlotte area make it to these shows. And we have never seen a bachelor from Charlotte. Why is that?
Are they doing this show with the woman looking for guys?
Yes. Yes, they do both. Okay. They do The Bachelor do The Bachelorette.
I don't know.
A bachelorette from Charlotte, a bachelor never from Charlotte. Yeah. So now we have this 31-year-old woman. I beg of you to just go to her Instagram profile, Medina.
My God,
she is amazing. Okay, she's 31. She's gorgeous. Just absolutely stunning.
Really surprising, someone on The Bachelor.
She's also incredibly smart, and her content is soul-fulfilling. I didn't say so fulfilling, I said soul-fulfilling, because she's a therapist. Hello! Mm-hmm. She specializes in helping people through anxiety, which I have. Why can't this woman find a man in Charlotte?
Well, because...
why? Anybody?
Because it's good to be on TV.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Oh,
that why she can't find a man in Charlotte?
Yeah. I don't know.
I have to say, I know a lot of women over 30 who are single in Charlotte. And I know even family members over 30 in other cities. Like my cousin Megan, over 30, met her fiancé on Plenty of Fish. They're getting married next month. My cousin Shay in Nashville was over 40, met her husband on OkCupid. My cousin Sarah, over 50, a widow with three children, met her husband on Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
Ramona Holloway, Facebook dating. Zero stars, do not recommend.
Huh.
Match.com, OkCupid, Bumble.
Yeah, nothing.
Can somebody cue the crickets? Is the problem me, Matt Man?
No. Well, yeah.
Okay, please, sir.
Because you're picky,
Tell me what my problem is.
Maybe picky. That's the only thing I can go with.
Picky. And if you are a woman in Charlotte right now and you are single and you are open to dating,
I don't know.
I tell you what I'm telling myself right now. The issue is not us. Except for the fact that we are overqualified for the job.
Oh, okay. That could be true.
Overqualified.
All right. That's it.
That's why you have Medina, and I wish you the best on this show. I know you can't talk about the show yet, but I love everything I see you doing, and I can't wait to see you on the show. I just hope it turns into more for you.
Can you go with Medina? If you're listening, would you go 25 years older?
Why?
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend, why?
I don't know. I mean, if she's that lonely.
Oh, boy.
The Madman might want to rock her to sleep.
We'll find out if she likes men over 50 with dad bods.
Maybe that's her thing.
Oh, I bet it is.
That's what TikTok keeps showing you.
It does keep showing me that lying
fetish.
He can't
figure it out. Why? Yeah, TikTok keeps showing him videos.
I don't understand it.
Young chicks who like dad bods.
It's ridiculous.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at Mix 107.9.com.